You hear that? That's me trying to eat a Tootsie Roll. 10 seconds before the show started to start and you went live while I was eating a Tootsie Roll. Damn it, Josh.
You had something black in your mouth?
Something embarrassing. Oh, my God. Is that going to be that kind of night tonight?
I saw you looking at Margaret Hill while you was eating that Tootsie Roll.
Oh, my God.
I saw you.
Oh, my
God.
I saw you.
I'm a big cat daddy. Oh, Easter.
Josh, just take it away, Josh. Turn this off.
The growing calls across the nation to defund the police.
To end policing as we know it.
Off the charts violence in New York City. 11 people shot in just 8 hours on Sunday.
This is about the police officers who every single day put on that uniform and they run towards danger when we run away from it.
Oh, it's going to be that kind of a night. I didn't know it was going to be that kind of a night, but I guess it is. Welcome to Uncuff Monday. This is the Failure Stop Podcast, the number one show where law enforcement first responders go to be informed and entertained 5 days a week. If you're stumbling in for the first time, this is Society and Culture News brought to you by comedians Jay Terrell White, former police officer and comedian Margaret Owens. Myself, former law enforcement officer, wannabe comedian, all here to break down all the entertainment, society, culture, news so that you don't sound like an idiot in front of your teenage daughters or on the side of the road with the suspect that you've got for that suspected DWI or whatever it is. Why do we have a big jug of Vaseline on
the... Well, I was going to do it before the show started to make sure everything's right because...
This is what I have to deal with every day. Are you putting that on your lips? What are you doing?
Vaseline can be used for your whole body.
She has like a mayonnaise, like an extra double large like a Costco mayonnaise sized jar of petroleum jelly. I thought we were going to have an orgy or something.
Pure
like,
white
I thought.
Petroleum jelly.
You can use it for
jelly.
What you want to use it for.
You didn't have like chapstick?
Yeah. Chapstick, Ashy Heels.
So that's going to last you for about 5 years.
Huh? Well, no, I'm large body, so it might last me.
Oh, you put that all over your body?
Yeah, like, you know, who's that? Teddy Pendergrass? Turn out the lights, light a candle, rub me down in some hot. Just
that's what that is?
Heat it up.
No shit. Is that what they give you when you get an Asian massage? When you go to those little Asian massage parlors?
I don't know, but you rub it down. Just rub yourself.
Didn't you have a massage for your birthday?
Not that kind of no. It was a massage of the mind.
Tonight's show is brought to you by ghostbed.com/wolfpack. Sleep so good it's scary. We also have got the wellness company. So if you don't know what the wellness company is, listen, before I do the ad read, just know that this is one of my favorite new sponsors to add to the list. I've been dying to get them. They're on the Rubin Report, Blaze TV, and I can't believe they actually reached out to us. We didn't even have to reach out to them, so it's really exciting. But the wellness company is they go ahead and pre-prescribe you medication so that when the grid goes down or shit hits the fan, you already have all your ivermectins, your monoclonal antibodies, your amoxicillin, your penicillin, all of the things, all the drugs that you might need in an end of the world sitch, you already have them. They'll update them every year, send you new ones to keep everything, take the old ones back. But right now, 10% off using the code Wolfpack. This thing's backed by Dr. Drew, who's coming on our Wednesday show. Pump for that. Also, I think Dr. McCullough is up on this too. It's part of his project. So head over to the wellness company, use the promo code Wolfpack. And then we got factormeals.com, meal planning to the next level. Promo code Wolfpack50, but we'll do some ad reads later. Tonight, we're talking about Willy Wonka experience turns really bad. This is a crazy story out of Glasgow, Scotland that's had me cracking up all day today. We've got porn star Emily Willis starting a GoFundMe for, well, she had an OD while in rehab. Now she's asking for a GoFundMe. I thought she would have had workman's comp. Ooh, that was a slip.
Yeah, I mean,
that was a slip. I apologize. That was gross.
How you gonna go fund me when you sell ass for a living? I mean, you.
Well, she not only that, Jay, but she's going to a high-end celebrity-only Malibu rehab. That's where she OD'd at.
What she OD'd on what?
No, she was at this rehab.
She OD'd on semen. What? Mm.
Well, I don't think that puts you in a coma. I mean, that's a lot, you know. Actually, here, we'll jump into that story first, if that's where you want to go. Emily Willis's family is crowdfunding to help pay for the adult film star's mounting medical bills after she was hospitalized following an apparent overdose. Emily's family has set up a GoFundMe to raise money. They're trying to raise 60 G's, it looks like. TMZ broke the story, so you can find it at TMZ.com. But Emily was transported to a medical facility in Thousand Oaks, California last month following a call for service reporting a possible overdose. Emily, 25 years old, was at a well-known celeb rehab in Malibu when the incident occurred. So it seems she was being treated for addiction, and then she was rushed to the hospital and placed in a critical care unit. Now, listen, do we have pictures of her to put up there, Joshua? Yeah, there she is. Yeah, she's a pretty girl.
So that $60,000 is for what? I mean, she's already in rehab.
Well, no, but she overdosed in rehab, and now she's in the hospital.
Right. So they're saying, I think I saw where it said to help with her family being there with her and stuff like that, and not trying to be, what's the word?
Facetious.
Whatever it is, I don't think that money should be spent for her family to be there with her. They can FaceTime. What's the word? Not.
Yeah, I mean, I think $60,000 is a weird number too, because hospital bills are. I mean, if you're in the hospital for over a month,
shit,
$60,000 is not going to help you.
Just
with
open up
check.
My mail, man. My medical bill back January. I only stayed 3 days, and it was $68,000.
Damn.
I'm glad I'm a veteran because
maybe she didn't stay. Hang on. Maybe she didn't stay that long. You know, her father says Emily is fighting an incredible, tough and unforeseen battle with a long road. Yeah, so it looks like she's still in. Emily's dad says donations will go towards medical bills, travel and accommodations for her family. Get out of here. Are you serious? Yo, first of all, do you even love your daughter anymore? She does porn. No, I'm just kidding.
But you're sending money home.
You hate what your children do. Some of us hate the decisions our kids make in their lives and everything, but you still have to love and support them. They're your kid. Half of their DNA.
I mean, wouldn't you just make her OnlyFans, like her OnlyFans thing, pay for your travel and everything? Well, like, surely she's got an OnlyFans.
I mean, my thing is, I mean, because you have a lot of kids out there.
$60,000 for travel?
They we're going to put it on her dime. Well, she's not able to pay it. Okay, well, we'll do a GoFundMe. She got a lot of fans. Let them pay our way, you know.
That's true. I guess you kind of owe it. Like, if you've jerked off to her, then maybe you kind of owe it to keep her alive. Yeah, you're bought in at that point. That's how you feel, Margaret.
The thing is, there's a lot of porn stars out there. You know what I'm saying? I have to switch up. Yeah.
I guess if you're a fan of this Emily Willis, then and you've rubbed one off to Emily Willis without paying for it, now's your time to pay
well,
up.
Yeah, be like, get well soon. Hopefully
get well soon
later.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't know how much longer I can hold out.
Now that also begs a question. It's like, I mean, obviously you're not good, right? If you're doing porn and you're in rehab, like, time for some lifestyle changes, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I mean, especially, I mean, yeah. You know,
you gotta ask for money.
Yeah, when you gotta ask money, because you think about it.
I mean, you're doing
prostitution and porn. Well, you know, that goes hand in hand. I'm sorry, stripping, prostitution, and porn, all that goes.
Well, crime begets crime. So I think, like, are you trying to say it's like if you're stripping, you're probably doing all the
other It's just like, right. When you're a regular officer, what's your next step? Detective or sergeant?
Right.
And after you're a detective or sergeant, what's next? Then you want to go into being a lieutenant.
Right. Then an insurance investigator when you retire.
Yeah. Yeah. Open your own PI firm. Stuff like that. Same thing.
A bail bondsman.
You start out as a stripper.
Yeah.
You daggone. What is that after you done reached
the top of the pole? And you're selling ass when you're a stripper too, right. Probably.
Yeah. They doing private shows, and then private shows don't get physical. Yeah. So where do you go for that? What kind of in promotion are you going to get? Unless you're going to go into management and you manage hoes. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, and then what do they call that? Mama-san?
Madam.
Unless
you do something like that. You run into brothel. You know?
Man, Tactical Dude in the live chats. By the way, we got a lot of people in the live chats. Give you guys a big shout out. Falconator, Michael Hendricks, Tactical Dude, Felony Melanie. God, it's my favorite name in all the chats. Elijah, the name I can never really say. Will Cray, as always, thank you guys. I'm not gonna keep scrolling forever up there. Tyler S, thank you guys. Tyler Cool Dude says $60,000 a week was what his overdose cost. Total of $418,000 when he OD'd.
I'm in the wrong business.
Now, I don't think Tactical Dude was doing porn and was in a rehab when he overdosed. But Michael Hendrick says, I think the doctor was confusing me for a race car driver or something, though, because he said I had prolapse. Oh, I love a good prolapse. All right, we'll jump on it. I know. Listen, I'm not donating to Emily Willis. I feel bad for her, but. I don't think any of your parents coming to visit you as a porn star kind of is like this national GoFundMe type. I mean, maybe not. I don't know. I thought porn stars made a lot more money, but maybe not in 2024.
Well, see, I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Prostitution, it's levels to the game. There's levels. Because if you have these high-priced prostitutes, of course, you know, they have pimps.
Yeah.
And you know, what's the history of pimping and hoeing? Pimps take the money. They provide safety, security, and basically they're like,
I would have been good at that.
They're like the comedy. Hey, we got a booker.
Yeah.
You book and I'm gonna get a percentage. Well, they just so much get more the percentage. Yeah. They get 80% and the lady who's out there prostituting getting 20%.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? You know,
and it's really that much of a split.
Her body.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's her body. Yeah, damn. And have that. Her 20%. She got to buy her own food.
Does that just come with like a little bit of ignorance? Like, I mean, are you that stupid that you can't just say like, just, nah, bitch? Well, like, I'll give you 20%. And you.
But they figure they get it's safety. You know, because he's out there watching over. So if a trick try to beat her up or whatever, he steps in.
Yeah.
And then a lot of time the tricks go through the pimp, so they know not to mess with the pimp,
Well, it doesn't really work for any of the prostitutes that I've arrested because they all got their asses whooped all the time.
Well, by the pimp, though. The pimp be like, I'm the only one that
gets to beat the shit out of you.
It's crazy.
David J in the chat says he prostitutes for cheeseburgers. Good. Hey, listen, you do you, boo. We're not here to judge this Willy Wonka experience. I want to jump into this. Now, this is a funny story out of Glasgow. Are you guys following up on this? It was trending on the old Twitters. Very funny. Let me play some of these clips. Not clip. Yeah, play the clip. Play the clip, Deadleg.
Sure, Willy Wonka's chocolate factory is a world of pure imagination.
There's no life I know to compare with pure imagination.
But organizers who tried to recreate the colorful candy scene from the movie in what was advertised as Willy's Chocolate Experience, more or less, delivered a Fire Festival cheese sandwich.
My little girl, she's only 4. She was dressed up as Willy Wonka, and she did. She was quite disappointed.
Parents and ticket holders like this dad were stunned to see what was promised, like in these ad photos, was anything but. Turns out the location in Scotland where this event was being held was sparsely decorated with balloons and things.
Dude,
my two oldest boys, they found it funny. They laughed it off.
Organizers wrote an apology on.
But this is a courtesy of Inside Edition, by the way, that little clip right there. So this is the ads for you guys who are just listening to the show, which is like 99.9% of human beings. This is the ad. It's the Willy Wonka's Chocolate Experience. And here's what it is. So what it looks like is this like AI generated ad where it really looks like you're in a virtual kind of like. It, like almost like a Roger Rabbit or like a Universal Studios type.
Enhanced
theme park. Yeah, like you're like in an enhanced Wizard of Oz, exactly. Yeah, like just this awesome Willy Wonka experience. But then what they got was this. Like, look at this. It's like this umbrella that you got from like parties. It's a massive warehouse with like medical partitions, like when you go to get your medical exam at like a concrete floor, and it just says like there is this one scene, but like look at this, it's just a bouncy house sitting in the middle of a warehouse with the AI image that doesn't even take up the entire poster board, and it's just sad and pathetic. Yeah, it was $45 a ticket.
Man, they just put all of that in
one. Look at this space, table.
That's the cafeteria. That's what they ate.
Bro. This is the what do you call them? The munchkins? Wait, what are they called, Josh? The Willy Wonka people, what are they called? Oompa Loompas. So the Oompa Loompa is more of like a, what did you call them earlier, Josh?
Methylvania.
Oh, that's their name. Methany. That's what you call her. Methany the Oompa Loompa. It's this like girl. She's not even a little person. She's full ass grown, just looks like she hates life. And I don't even know what she's doing there at this ridiculous table. But anyway, I found this to be an extremely, extremely funny article. You could take that picture off. That's good.
They said there was no chocolate there.
No,
worse. No bags of candy.
Nothing. It's crazy,
dude. How can you have a Willy Wonka?
They could have had some saltwater taffy or something to get her kids.
You're a daughter of blueberries or something.
What about Willy Wonka? They should have had somebody dressed up as Willy Wonka.
But now there's a new Willy Wonka movie coming out.
Uh-oh. Oh, it is.
Yeah, and I wonder if this had anything to do. Like, I wonder if that's going to take like any. I guess
one they already just had one that just came out.
Oh, did it just come out? Did you see it already? Oh, you did. Because you were a movie critic. You What did you give it? How was it?
I really like. The guy, I mean, it was good.
It was good.
I recommend, kids and adults.
I like the age old debate though. Like that, what is it like that the mom and the dad, is that what it is? That mom and dad are like the biggest pieces of shit on earth?
Yeah,
in the movie.
Like just lazy as fuck.
This one here was more of Willie. He, had his kid, his chocolate, and he wanted to go and spread it with everybody. And he went.
Was it when he was younger?
No, I would say he was probably about 21. Mm-hmm. He was young, and he went out there with his kid, and he was in this city where it was like the biggest chocolate makers or candy makers, and he wanted to get between them, get there and start selling his, but them two was greedy. They was like, they taste his chocolate. I'm like, oh, hell no. We got you. He going to run us out of business. So they try.
Gotcha. So that's like the whole
stuff. Yeah.
And is it worth going to the theater or just wait until rent?
I liked it.
Well, all right. Good to go. Tomorrow, we've got Super Tuesday going on tomorrow. The Supreme Court justice just ruled that Trump is on the ballot back in Colorado. Josh, am I right? Is he on the ballot everywhere?
Everywhere.
Yeah, so they couldn't get him off of the ballot. So Super Tuesday, how does it work? It's coming from CBS News, in case you didn't know. But registered voters in the states holding presidential nominating contests will go to the polls and vote on March 5th. That's tomorrow. 15 states are holding GOP contests on Super Tuesday. Alabama, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Vermont, and Virginia are holding the primaries. Two states, Alaska and Utah, are holding caucuses. 11 of the 15 states are holding GOP primaries that are open. What's that?
What'd you say? They're holding cocks.
Yeah, I guess.
He's like,
caucuses. I'm in over where, man. So check this out. In 2016, Trump won eight of the states that are holding nominating contests. This year, Trump has won almost every single one except D.C., but if you haven't been keeping up with that, Washington, D.C., what is it? Will they have like 70,000 registered voters in D.C.?
700,000.
Oh, shit. 700,000? But it was only like 2,000 showed up to vote?
Yeah, a little over, close to 2,000.
What you think? He might be the next president.
I don't think they let him. I think they kill him.
I'm like this. If Marion Barry can smoke crack and be in the hotel with some hoes, get caught, go to prison and come out and run and be the mayor again of DC, the nation's capital. Yeah, why not? Why Trump can't?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like,
I'm just saying.
So we're going to talk about it on Wednesday. Wednesday, we have a really, really big show lined up. Really big show on Wednesday. We're talking all about like the political persecution that's just adding up and it's really coming to a boiling point. I mean, this week was really, really bad. And we're not even that far into the election season, but you've got Whoopi Goldberg chiming in with some pretty hateful rhetoric towards the right, which is not surprising. Like, we kind of expect Whoopi Goldberg to say dumb shit. But NBC also hosted this author that has a new book called Rule America, The Downfall of Democracy, The Downfall of Democracy. Mm-hmm. And he calls out rural Americans, saying that we're like the biggest threat to democracy, like country folk are the worst threat. Rule America. Absolutely ridiculous. We've got other news sources talking about Christian nationalism. That's a big one going in there, which I think is very funny. And we're going to talk about it on Wednesday a lot, but I guess I'll pick you guys on. Have you heard the new term that's being thrown around in politics right now? Christian nationalists. Have you heard that yet? You haven't heard that yet? Josh, I don't know if you can find out for us while I'm talking about it, like who said it first. But it was out this week on the news. Again, I know we're prepping for Wednesday's show, and that's going to go on there. I don't know if you have those notes available or not, but if you do, throw it up there. I don't care. I don't remember who it is. You tune in on Wednesday, our last call, for all the facts on it. But basically, she gets up and she talks about Christian nationalists being the biggest threat to democracy. And what a Christian nationalist is she says there are Christian people out there who believe that their freedom comes from something higher than the government. And that is a threat to democracy because they think that the government doesn't hold their freedom, but a godlike figure holds their freedom. So they're not accountable to the government. They're accountable to God. And I'm like, I have never fit the bill of anything more than that in my whole life. Like, that's me. I guess I'm a Christian nationalist. Uh-oh. Because the government does not hold my freedom, period. Like, my rights are given to me from God, right. My God-given rights. What is that? Read that to us. Ted likes that you can read it.
This is from August 31st of last year. The roots of Christian nationalism go back further than you think, from Time magazine.
They were ramping this up, and now they're starting to throw it around a lot. I've heard it on a couple of different news shows. But yeah, Christian nationalists. So does the government hold your freedom, or because you're a Christian, right? Are you a Christian? Right. Yeah. So does God hold your freedom, or does the government hold your freedom?
God holds my freedom, but the Bible says obey the laws of the land. So you do have to live here. Sure. So if you have to, by the laws, you can't just say, I'm going to run this red light. I'm going to turn left when I'm supposed to.
Right, right.
You got to buy by that. But a lot of times they say Christians shouldn't be in politics and stuff like that. But if you don't, then either way, you're here. But God is the ultimate. He has the ultimate say. That's how I look at
it. Yeah, but like for me, God holds my freedoms, and I'll obey the law of the land 100%. But once the law of the land encroaches on like what I can believe or like on my everyday freedoms, like I'm going to fight for my God-given right to be a free man. I mean, like, think about if Martin Luther King was just like, oh, well, the Bible says I should just obey the law of the land. No, he rose up against the law of the land because the law of the land didn't hold his freedom. God held his freedom, and he fought for his freedom. So I think it was just a bizarre thing for them to be putting out this whole Christian nationalist thing. I'm definitely identify as a Christian nationalist. I normally don't hardcorely identify as anything. I'm usually kind of middle of the road. I like to test the waters and like learn everything. But like I'm pretty safe to say at this point in juncture, I'm fine with being called a Christian nationalist.
But some people, I've heard lately people saying the universe, but maybe the universe.
Yeah, that's, well, see, what you was talking about, I was listening to Monique, the comedian. She was on Shay Shay, Club Shay Shay. And she was like, oh, baby, I got to give it to the universe. I pray to the universe and da-da-da-da. And all
that. Is that Scientology shit?
I don't know what it is, but I said, and I have a lot of ministers, preachers, pastors in my family and friends, and I tell them, hey, you have to forgive me what I post on my page. They said, man, we know you like that. It's all right, it's cool. But when I post that, a lot of them responded back, and they was like, why is she praying to the creation and not to the creator?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
What's real popular, man? Like,
but there was somebody, of course.
We're talking about it on Wednesday as well, but like Bill Mayer was like the rise of single atheists, like people who don't have a family, like who aren't raising a family and having kids, and atheists are starting to catch up to the modern day Christian, which, we're going to talk about it on Wednesday. I'm not going to dive into it here. Ant's got a lot to say on it. Now, Elijah K. in the chat says the term Christian nationalist has been used by liberal evangelicals to attack conservative Christians for a while. There's a movement called the New Evangelicals that talks about it a lot. Yeah, we're doing a big show on just this on Wednesday. So it's going to be a very intense show with a political commentator, conservative Anthony, and Dead Leg here. We've been we've started working on that show actually today and writing all the scripts for it and everything. So we'll break it all down for you and have all the highlights from it. But yeah, I think it's a very, very weird thing to say, because it's like anybody that's walking around Earth and you think that your rights are given to you from a government, like, that's a very weird way to go about life. Like, imagine if Braveheart was like, oh, my freedom comes from the government, so end of the movie. You know what I mean? Right. Like, no, like, and I'm pretty sure, like, am I wrong here in saying that, like, aren't we given like some God-given unalienable rights, like, that are given to us by God? Like, doesn't it say that in our Didn't our forefathers say that at some point? Somebody help me. What is there something? Was there a document that was written that says like those exact words? I'm just being facetious.
If you don't believe in God, then you can say something like that. But I've heard people say stuff like, you know, the atmosphere was really nice in here. But you'll never catch me saying I pray to the atmosphere. Or I pray to God that the atmosphere changes,
but
to the universe.
But you don't pray to Mother Earth.
I mean, but you think about it too. there are guys that are a group called the 5 percenters who think black man is God.
I heard that.
Wait, what? The 5 percenters? What is that?
Yeah. It's like Nation of Islam.
That black man. That Moorish bullshit. Yeah. God, those guys are fucking.
I had a roommate
idiots.
In the military. We was cool.
Bro, you can't argue with them. You can't have a conversation with them. Period. It gets violent quick.
He was trying to convince me for the 2 years we roomed, and everything was cool. I just listened to him. Just sat there.
But if you don't listen to him, like if you start trying to question him, like they get violent, man. I had one in my distillery one time.
There was two things that I didn't like. One, we came to blows. The other one, you know, it was just, you know, okay, man.
What was it?
Can you stop? He kept calling me God.
Yeah,
hey, and what's like, up, God? You're God.
Yeah, did he give you a new name?
I said, man, stop calling me God. I'm not God. I'm one of his children. You know, I'm Jesus. You know, da, 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 da. He was like, no, black man is God. Black, you know, he started going through all his stuff and everything. But me and him got in a fight because that motherfucker threw my pepperoni and sausage combination pizza away, and that was the last thing I had to eat. And they didn't believe in eating pork.
Oh,
stuff.
He threw your food away?
Yeah, my lad had pork. He had pork in it, brother. We went to fight. We got the strap up there.
Man.
You ain't gonna throw my food away.
Sometimes people like that, them and the other ones that leave different than I believe, they will try to get you in a spot. If you don't, the Bible says study to show thyself approved. So if you don't study what you believe, they're gonna come up and try to challenge you on what you believe.
Oh, yeah.
If you get to a spot, they'll be like, well, why was so and so and so? Or in the Bible say blah blah. If you don't know, because you gotta read before and after. If you don't know, it's almost like, oh yeah, you're right. But no, you're not right. And as far as the God. The verse it says, and God it said, and God said, let us create man in our own image. Mm-hmm. Well, you a man too. So if he's a God, then why not you a God?
Yeah.
They'll get violent.
Yeah.
They'll get violent.
Yeah.
The universe got bigger. Now they'll get violent because it's almost like you done caught them in a spot where they can't explain themselves, and it turns violent. Either you gonna believe in them or you.
Yeah, I had one. I used to get into it with them when we were cops, but outside of being a cop, I had one that was attended our distillery as a guest of somebody else. He wasn't drinking, but he got like really like uppity in the middle of one of my tours. Cause you know, I talk about rum and slavery and stuff, and he starts going on with this more shit. It was like really awkward. Like everybody was like, we just want to learn about rum. We don't want to learn about all this more shit. And so then afterwards, I just asked him like a simple question, man. He had his old staff and he was like banging the staff on the floor and shit. And I was like, yo, you're going to have to leave. You're going to keep doing all that.
some of them get violent and you know.
Mm-hmm. John says, let's see, John, one of our hosts here says, I would like to cook my dinner, but people keep setting their houses on fire and dying and seeing suspicious people outside. He's a dispatcher by trade, by day, producer by night. So we hope that today is canceled and everybody goes to sleep so you can get back to work. Today's show brought to you by ghostbed.com/wolfpack. Wolfpack, promo code Wolfpack. There's no 50 on that. Sleep so good, it's scary. Listen, you know, while I go through all my days and just look this youthful, you know, I'm 19. And that's how I look like I'm 19. No, I'm just kidding.
And I'm 25.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm in between y'all.
Yeah, right. They said black don't crack, but that is not true when it comes to Jay, because Jay's like 26, but he looks 73.
Oh, 73.
What? That's because I be trying to do white folk shit.
Dude, we'll talk about doing white folk shit. We'll talk about doing white folk shit here in just a second.
Look, he got me because, see, black folk, we go to the gym, we work out.
Yeah.
With heavy weights and all this.
Yeah.
Messing around with Eric, he got me doing CrossFit shit.
Right.
Black folk don't CrossFit.
Black folk don't CrossFit.
We don't CrossFit. No. We just lift weights.
We'll get to that in just a second. Ghostbed, sleep so good, it's scary. 0% down, 0% financing. Listen, cooling sheets, cooling technology, all the things. Always say mental wellness, mental health starts with a good night's sleep. That's why we're proud to partner with Ghostbed. Get you a good night's sleep. Do it on a Ghostbed made in the good old USA. Been down to the plant. Love those guys. A day one follower. And originally this promo was supposed to go out to first responders, 50%. We told them that it's not just first responders that listen to the show. They were like, we don't care. If they're listening to this show and they support first responders that much, 50% off for everybody. Site-wide, that's the adjustable base. You can get the Venus Williams model stuff on there, the Lux bed, all of the things on there, 50% off. I think the Venus thing is on there. I might be wrong on that. Josh could throw the ad up there. The pillows are amazing. They come in like a million different styles, but they all have that cooling technology. So if you get hot at night, and that summer is coming along, it's coming around, it's right around the corner. And if you get hot like I do and you have to flip the pillow over and over again. Look at that. It was me and old Mike the Cop on there from the original Failure Stop. Mike the Cop still sleeps on a ghost bed. So I ain't got no problems keeping him up there. But head over to ghostbed.com. 50% off. Look at those mattresses. Oh, what a beautiful night's sleep. Head over to ghostbed.com. We also got the Wellness Company with us for the next month. And what the Wellness Company is, guys, like I said before, Wellness Company, I am more excited about that. Look, the end of the world is coming. The end of days is coming. You know that. I know that. We all know that, right? If you're a Christian, right, the rapture's coming soon. But listen, if you're getting left behind, if you're one of these Bill Mayer guys, these single atheists, and hey, look, there's a chance you might just get left behind. At least you can get your prescripts. At least you have a couple of scripts. These are pre-written prescriptions, pandemic kind of relief style stuff. Ivermectin, monoclonal antibodies, penicillin, moxicillins, all the cillins to keep you safe and good. So when then like, don't wait until shit hits the fan, the grid goes down, all the cell phones goes out, and everybody, remember the pharmaceuticals went out? Like, what was it, like 2 weeks ago, the pharmaceuticals, you couldn't even get, they were telling everybody to hold off on their pharmacies until they could fix this bug, this cyber hack thing. Listen, don't let that hinder you from getting your meds. Go to the Wellness Company and get your meds delivered now. They come in like an awesome bag, like a survival kit bag. Read through their, what do they got on there, Josh?
They've got the basic membership. They got wellness membership, non-members. They got all kinds of different medications that you can get shipped straight to your door.
Thorazine. They got Thorazine. And you can get Viagra sent to you at $3 a pill.
Yeah.
They send in everything. You can get anything. Man.
Yeah. So why not get your ivermectins and all your other things that, you know, your COVID medicines that would have really saved you. And these aren't Fauci's. This is not backed by any of those guys. This is real deal stuff. So take a look at, head over to the wellnesscompany.com. Use that promo code Wolfpack. We also got factormeals.com/Wolfpack50. It's our last ad read. We'll get back into it. But meal planning to the next level. If you're busy out on the streets, running lights and sirens all day, going to the gym, going to court, going to the range, going to BJJ, going to jiu-jitsu, doing all the things that you should be doing as a good first responder to stay healthy. You definitely don't have time to do all that meal prepping. Let Factor Meals do that for you. You can choose from their hundreds of menu items, breakfast, lunch, and or dinner. You can do protein heavy. You can do calorie conscious, vegan, vegetarian. You can do it all. Their protein meals have up to 50 grams of protein in each meal, but these are chef prepared, fresh, never frozen meals delivered right to your door. You get 3 meals a week, 6 meals a week, all the meals you can say, and don't eat like a peasant. Don't be rolling up into your squad room with bologna and spam and peanut butter and jelly like a peasant. Roll in there with you a nice meal. Eat right. Eat healthy. Look, good night's sleep. You got the medications that you don't have to worry about, and you got your food, everything you need to be a really good first responder. Head over to factormeals.com. Use that promo code Wolfpack50 for 50% off. That's promo code Wolfpack50. Factor.com, factormeals.com/Wolfpack50, 50% off. All right. So recently I saw this, I wanted to talk to you guys about this. And we couldn't find the commercial. It's not up on the YouTubes yet. So I can't even tell you how it is, but I will post on our Instagrams what it was. There's a commercial that was the general premise was this black man, maybe 24, 25 years old, gets a phone call from his mother. She's like, I'm proud of you. And he's like, thanks, mom. She's like, you really did it, honey. You really did it. And it's like, basically, I think it was like a credit card, but he saved up it. And now he's getting to do all the traveling that he's always wanted to do. And it's going through a montage and he's like fly fishing. It's like going to a hockey game, going to an opera or something. He's going to Greece. He's in like one of these little boats and one of the things, like going out. But like, I felt like they only chose white. Oh, I think there was one where he's like playing tennis, like with the mountains behind. Or no, he was skiing down a mountain, like in the Alps. And I was thinking, I'm like, did they just find every white hobby? Now, is this racist for me to think this way, though? Like, are they trying to whiten up black people? Are they trying to like?
They're trying to whiten it. They just won't.
Like, why wouldn't they just pick like one or two stereotypical like black hobbies?
They're trying to get their numbers up. You know,
yeah, I mean, but why do they have black like
the
people?
Klan. If the Klan is running low on numbers, hell, they're going to go and get some black people.
But you know what I mean? Like, they couldn't even throw in like one or two stereotypical like black hobbies, like that are predominantly black cultural hobbies.
I mean, but you think about it. Think about all the sports. All right. The whitest sport to me, I guess, is hockey, because right. I can't name not one famous hockey player.
Right.
But I can name 150,000 basketball players from different eras that are black. You know, right. I can name local. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Guys that weren't stars, but right. I can still name them.
If you selected 100 black men, 50 from Clayton, 50 from Raleigh, and you asked all 100 of those men, mm-hmm. what kind of fishing do you prefer? What do you think 98 of them are going to say?
Well, I mean, probably deep sea. They like deep sea fishing.
Deep sea fishing. Get out on a what
boat.
Else?
We'll get out on a boat, stand at the edge of a pond or something like that.
Yeah.
But fly fishing, we ain't going to stand in
like, no, not one black person. Like I've never seen a black dude fly fishing.
Exactly.
Ever.
Yeah, exactly.
So why start? about right. kayaking? There was a kayaking one in there.
You know what?
Do black dudes kayak?
A lot of black guys, hell, it's hard to get us on a boat.
Right.
In the first
you ain't going to be kayaking.
You ain't going to sit there, have me on a kayak, have me on something where my body, you know, it's hard for me to get out. Can't do it.
Do you play? Well, but he would be like, I said 98. Okay. So he'd be like,
98.
Yeah, but you're like, you've got like a black redneck son, right? Like he's kind of.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know if you mind me saying it or not, but he's a white guy trapped in a black boy's body. Yeah.
Yeah.
You saw him, Jay.
Yeah, he's like a redneck.
He had on boots.
He don't have black people. Mm-hmm. It's all his friends white. They do stuff. He come home black. Which I started when they were little. Mm. Clean up off country.
But you know what? A lot of times it's how you. I mean, raised and everything. Okay, I'll give you another great example. I'm not gonna say his name.
Okay, what kind of fish do black people eat?
Oh, I can tell you that now.
My dad. Okay, I don't eat fish. I'm allergic to it. But my dad, I go buy him a lot of fish plates.
Yeah. What do you buy?
He buy croaker.
Yep.
He like sea mullet.
Yep.
He said he don't eat a lot of flounder because it's bread. He got bread. It's a lot of bread. But that's why. But
none of those that you catch with a fly rod.
Exactly.
Catfish. Yeah. Don't catch that with a fly rod.
Catfish, croaker, and sea mullet. His main three.
None of those are fly fishing fish.
Right. Yeah. Even tilapia is not.
This tilapia ain't real, but I still eat
them.
Sorry.
Yeah, I still eat
them. I
fished it. Oh gosh, down in Florida. You from
Florida?
Mm-hmm. They got red snapper.
They
got salmon. They got salt.
Who's got it?
Mullet. I mean, I'm saying.
Oh, well,
black water. I'm just saying. I just work at the fish market.
Oh, yeah, one in Clayton?
No, Smithfield.
About fishing.
Yeah, I used to.
But I've never been fishing. I went out there one time with my friends, and she's like, "Get it on!" And he had a Haitian boyfriend, and they had rods out there and stuff. And I got one, and he said something to her in that language that I put it right on back down. So I've never been fishing.
Well, I love fishing.
As close as I got.
I actually, I had to go get some earthworms.
I just started
my biology class in my lab.
Did you pass your statistics class?
I did. Would it be
congratulations?
Minus,
you know? Damn, you're smart, dude.
Well, no, I wouldn't say all that, but I worked my ass off.
Being statistics
is
good.
I know. I had to just put everything aside and study my ass off and do work and had to. And I didn't. What surprised me is I didn't even use a calculator that much.
Yes.
Yeah. I did. And I was doing everything by hand.
Shit.
I had a friend who, a real good friend, who she's a teacher, and she teach math.
Yeah.
And I call her up and would shoot, hey, what's this? Am I doing this right? And she would, you know, like sort of like tutor me.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And I did it.
Well, good. I'm glad you passed it. Let's get back to it before we jump on this one thing, though. Do you think that there is like kind of like a weird thing of them trying to like? I mean, do you think that they should have probably put at least one or two series? Like, why not him playing basketball in one of those clips, or like doing something that like most black dudes do? You know what I mean? Like, why did they have to go 100% all the things that black people probably don't do? Like skiing, again, not a lot.
Well, no.
And if you had your, if you grabbed 99 black dudes, 100 black dudes, make it easy. 100 black dudes, 50 from Clayton, 50 from Raleigh, just switch up the demographics a little bit. And you said you could pick four things to do, and we're going to pay for it. What would those four things probably be?
What, you talking about athletics or just?
No, just like, we're going to give you on a vacation. You could do four things on vacation. What are the four things you think they would pick?
Well, you know, black folk.
You can chime in too.
I mean,
the largest cookout in the world,
right? You know, we have a fish fry. Like I say, if we're gonna go fishing, we'll go out on the boat.
Right. So okay, fishing, deep sea fishing. Great. That's one. What's another thing they'd want
to
do?
Actually, we like to hunt too. To be honest, we'll go hunting.
Yeah,
you know, we'll go hunting squirrel or rabbit, and actually deer. I know a lot of black guys that deer hunt as well. Yeah. You know.
All right. So you go hunting somewhere, go on a cool like game hunt. That's cool as shit. All right. Give me another one.
Course, you know,
you guys gonna go play tennis somewhere?
No, nah, we'll play basketball.
Okay, boom, basketball. Three.
If they clap like this, they're going to play tennis.
Okay, yeah,
I said it a nice way.
If they clap,
yeah, she said that, like this. Like a real feminine clap. They said, are you saying that like, this? Yeah, like so you're saying like feminine, feminine guys? Yeah. How about black women? Like, what do black women want to do? Like, you got
they're gonna go shop,
yeah, shopping, probably. See,
white women and black women are different when they go shopping. White women gonna go shop for like little baskets and little trinkets and stuff like that. Black women gonna go buy hair. Okay. They going to a weave shop.
Oh, I mean, shit.
Not, you know, no pun intended, but you know what I'm saying. Right. They're gonna go buy hair and they're gonna buy shoes.
Oh yeah,
black women love to buy shoes. They gonna go buy some
about them big pocketbooks and they ain't got $10 to put in.
Yeah. I never understood.
Pocketbook and you got 20 to put in.
I never understand why people live in like a lower income house but drive like a fucking high income car. That's always weird to me too. Because like the same thing with like a wallet and then like $10. Like I would rather have like a bigger house than a fancier car.
Somebody said a guy got a. It was somebody I knew. He lived in like a rundown trailer.
Yeah.
He had a nice car.
But I guess that's always the case.
But in the inside of that rundown trailer, maybe somebody gave it to him, or maybe he bought it, and he's not ready to.
You remember the movie Coming to America?
Yeah.
Remember when Prince Hakeem and Eddie Murphy and they went and he said, I want to live in the poorest apartment. Give me the poorest one. And what's his name? Opened up and he had like outlines of a dead man and a dog.
Yeah.
And he was like, yep, this is the shittiest apartment right here. And when they went in, Hakeem, Arsenio Hall character was like, you know what? I don't want to do it.
Her son just sent a picture of us, by the way. Now, if you're just listening, Margaret's black, like black. Not Obama black, but like Michelle Obama black.
I'm a Tootsie Roll color.
Tootsie Roll color. Yeah. I didn't want to say that. But she just, her son just sent her a picture of him literally fly fishing in a creek. And it says, I'm not black, I'm Southern. So good for him. Like he's the real deal. He reminds me of Bosco Autry. It sounds like something Bosco would say. I'm not white, I'm Southern. Southern by the grace of God, motherfuckers. I'm sure your son doesn't swear though, like I do. He might swear. All right, now speaking of country and rednecks. Now I know that Bosco said, wait, Margaret is black.
I'm Southern.
She ain't black. Like, she's Southern. Actually, she's not black because she's voting for Trump. And Biden said, if you're voting for Trump, then you ain't really black. So I guess sucks
she's
for
albino.
You.
She's albino.
Sucks for you, Margaret. Give me back your thousands of years of culture.
What they call it? You mulatto?
You're going to have to pay reparations now because you voted for Trump. You're going to have to pay for reparations. All right, well, speaking of country music, we talked about it a little bit last week. Beyonce, her new country song.
It's nice.
Now the big thing this week is that she stole it from a Canadian cartoon.
Cartoon?
Yeah. Now I'll play it for you guys. You guys can be the judges. Go ahead and play these clips for us there, Joshua. Right. We can't play too much more of it because of
copyright stuff.
We don't want to get copyright, but like once it goes into it, like the whole singing verse and rhythms, all the same.
But see, here's the thing. Luther Vandross did a lot of cover songs. Man had an amazing voice, but pretty much 99% of his songs were
this ain't a cover
and sing from somebody else.
Yeah. This ain't a cover song, though.
Yeah, you know that. Listen to all majority of Luther Vandross songs or somebody else's song. He just made it better because his voice.
Right.
And the arrangement was a little different. That's why. And we'll like this right here.
Well, yeah, you remember when Vanilla Ice got in trouble because that, you know, that Ice Ice Baby was too much like the other song Under Pressure. Yeah.
That's all they do is sample music, man. Nothing is really original no more in music.
And that Live My Best Life was on Don't Look Any Further or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone you can really hear.
So you think hers is like just a little bit more original? You think like that lawsuit should go through or not?
I'm not going to say it's original, but okay. Look at like Whitney Houston, okay? Dolly Parton did I Will Always Love You. Way Whitney Houston arrangement of the same exact song took it out the strategy.
Yeah, just took it.
And
But she had permission.
She had permission, and Dolly wasn't mad. Dolly was like,
yeah, but like, I think the difference there is you're acknowledging that you are taking somebody else's stuffing and making it better. Right. It's when you portray it as like, this is my song. I wrote it like Vanilla Ice was like, that's my beat. Right. When clearly that's not his beat. I mean, even when he explains it, he's like, see, my song is. Theirs is.
That's the same thing. Here's my thing on that too. Even when she sung that, people hated on her because she went to another genre. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, what that black bee think she is? She already, you know, married to Jay-Z, who's considered rap god, and then she's a R&B. Oh, now they're trying to attack country. So they already on her anyway about her. Oh, let's go and see. Come on now. People.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a nice song. I think it's a pretty song. But I can understand where it's like, if you're a Canadian person that wrote a song and an American mega like millionaire, I don't know, are they?
But see, a lot of times
stole my song without giving me any kind of love for it. I'd be like, yo,
she's the singer. They don't necessarily. I need to see the credits to see if she wrote. Sure, if she's saying she wrote it, because a lot of times you could just be the voice.
Right,
I could pin it. Write it to the producer.
But like, so like, why wouldn't the producer? So I found that like when I originally wanted artwork for my distillery, and I had my dream and my vision of having these women on the bottles of my rum. You see my rum,
right.
But the very first artist that we selected to do it had this beautiful picture, man. And I spent money getting it digitalized and going through all the works. And before we did it, my buddy was like, bro, have you made sure that that's not a copyrighted image or anything? I'm like, no, this chick said she painted it of herself. I called her personally on the phone, said, tell me the history of this piece of artwork. And she was like, oh, it's just everything I want to be, the tattoos, that those are the tattoos I would have. This is this is what I picture like myself. She's like, I'm a little bit, you know, overweight. And so like I painted myself to be a little bit skinnier and da 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 da. And she like had this whole thing. I was like, that's great. So I told my friend, I was like, yeah, man, we've covered it. And he's like, well, hey man, there's this trick on Google where you can take an image and you can find other like images. Well, just run it through there. Doesn't take any time, and just make sure. Bro, it's like in a famous Italian, it's like on like coasters and bars and like it's like a famous like art piece. And there I was like, holy shit. And so, you know, not only did I call her and I started saying, I was like, hey, I Google image track this image, and it's not an almost like it. It's the exact image. The tattoo, she hung up on me.
Wow.
And that was it. She blocked the number. So, you know, we had to find a different artist and everything like that. Crazy. So you would hope that, you know, if somebody as rich as Beyonce and has, you know, professionals surrounding her, that they would double check. Now, I mean, play it one more time. I mean, maybe it's just they didn't have a clue. Like, they didn't mean for it to do that. All right, here's the next one. Hold on. Well, I think it's when they actually start singing. Da, da, da. It's the same rhythm. But yeah, maybe you're right. Like, maybe it's not the same. Maybe
they
it's too.
Always take parts of stuff. Okay,
Yeah, because like,
I'll give you a famous one. Biggie Smalls. Biggie Smalls has a song called
Jesus. You nobody can hear you at all.
I'm sorry.
That thing swings out though.
Biggie Smalls have one called Juicy.
Right.
Oh, he got it. Juicy.
What? You know, I forgot you. It's not a gospel song. I'm sorry.
I know I make it out.
But yeah, you know, Candy Rain. That's the original one. What? But Biggie has one called Juicy.
But that beat is the same.
Yeah, of course, yeah. But see, that's what I'm saying. When you listen, because see, I had a friend who used to do radio. He would do, Jay Anthony Brown would do the All Wrong Songs. Oh, yeah. And he would play the original one. And then he'd slow it down or whatever. And it'd go to the original. You'd be like, hold up. Dang, that's cool. And then you find out that's the original song. They just slow the beat up. Some of them are speed the beat up. And that's what it sounded like with that one right there.
Yeah, speed
it up. And they do that. But like you said, it's all about permission. You have to get permission for somebody told me it's a certain amount. I forgot, maybe a second, 30 seconds or whatever of a clip you can use and get by that copyright, you know, whatever. But if you use more than that or whatever, you have to get permission. Not only permission, but you're going to come up off some money.
All right, Deadleg says that Beyonce wrote Texas Hold'em with Nathan Ferrero, Elizabeth Bolin, Megan Bulow, and Raphael Sadiq. She produced it with Killa B and Nathan Ferrero. What was that thing that you just brought up? Was that an article?
Wikipedia for it. She wrote, produced, and...
She's the singer. Everybody else, I mean, Raphael Sadiq is a singer as well, but the rest of them are producers and writers or whatnot. You know, I'm pretty sure if they're going to sue her, they should be.
Yeah, no, hey, listen, John, you're allowed to play like 15 seconds of a song for review, and we only played 15 seconds for, like, less than 15 seconds for each one, so... I think it'll be fine as far as like monetizing the episode, or like, I don't think you need to pull it out at all. I think you'd be fine.
It was all a dream.
Mm-hmm. It was all a dream. Somebody wrote that? Yeah.
But Juicy Fruit did the song Candy Rain. Come down.
And what was that one supposed to be like? You choking on a Tootsie Roll?
Tootsie Roll went down.
No, it's
yeah.
I got you.
She do like a high falsetto set. It's a juicy fruit. That joke was tight.
Did you guys see the new the national anthem being sung by that little girl that everybody's like? Goodness. What was that about?
I don't know. I think
she was 8 years old and can't sing. I'm sorry.
All right, tell us. Get in the mic though.
What you just said about? Do you think people are about the commercial? I think that's what they did to her, because it's almost like she was trying to
be black
Aretha Franklin, it was like,
so they were trying to,
and it was like, oh,
cause them runs was running.
Yeah, cause they gave it to me, and I was like,
who selected her to be what was it, NBA, WNBA?
I don't know
Josh, look that up. That little girl doing the national anthem. What was that from? It was terrible.
You want to encourage her, but see, it was that platform. No,
and that's what parents doing your kid a disservice. Like, if your kid's not that good.
But see, she was dressed in a flag. And see, a lot of people, if that was a grown person that had flag shirt and all that, they'd be talking to, they just doing this and that.
What was it for?
It was the game. What was the All-Star?
Pacers game at Raptors.
Game? So it was an NBA game?
Yeah.
No shit. And she sucked?
Oh, big.
You can look at like what?
You
can hear it.
You gonna play it?
You got it?
No, I don't think he has it, so I don't think we can play it. But
I'll tell my own niece and nephew. My niece and nephew sing around the house, and I'd be like, "Shut up! Can't sing. Whatever you saying don't sound good. I'm sorry. You know,
right? I will let my kids. Like, I don't tell my kids they suck at singing because they don't want to be singers. I want them to enjoy singing. In the car, in the shower. I mean, dude, my six-year-old will belt it out in the shower. I don't discourage it. I want him to keep going on. But if he was ever like, Dad, you think I should perform at a halftime show with the Pacers? I'd be like, nope, unless you're good with getting murdered online because
she was running off right. And the rock. Red glare. And we just sitting there looking at like, what in the world? And then she,
You like, did she just take a long ass breath and did that again? Oh no. And you can just, some of the players, they were showing the players.
One was laughing.
So oh, they were just playing like that. And it was bad. She was,
It was terrible. It was like one of like your friend. He like, he said, Lord Jesus.
And I think because she was 8 years old, a lot of them, like you said, they hid their face. They didn't outright boo or laugh or anything.
Because I mean, you're all thinking the same thing.
That was a grown woman.
Oh, like, remember when Rosie, was it Rosie O'Donnell? When she did it for that baseball game, she was really
bad.
She
was bad. Carl Lewis. Oh, he couldn't sing one. Damn.
Now, who sung it? Did Teddy Swim sing one time? Teddy Swim sing the national anthem.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, listen, I feel like, you know, my kids are in the limelight a lot with their skateboarding careers and everything like that. And I do, I get like, they get backlash like online. It's like really, they don't get backlash because they're good at skateboarding. Like nobody says shit about that. But like people are like, people will leave comments like, oh, I think it's terrible that these parents are trying to monetize their kids in skateboarding. I'm like, what monetization? Like what money does my, like, I have not made one dime from my kids skateboarding. If I have anything for my kids skateboarding, I mean, like they get their clothes paid for. Grom USA hooks them up with clothes. DeVille Skate Shop, Yoke Air Skateboards gives them boards, decks. Yoke Air gives them supplies to skate with and will sometimes pay for their entry fees into contests and things like that. But I mean, I got to drive them to the contest. I got to typically pay for the hotel rooms.
It's really no
sometimes
different.
The hotel rooms aren't paid for.
It's really no different from those parents that put their kids in AAU basketball
soccer, and
volleyball. What is it? Volleyball.
Pickleball.
Girls have volleyball. You got the school volleyball. Oh, teams. They like teams. They have a, what they call them?
Traveling?
Volleyball teams and stuff like that, where the parents have to pay and do all these fundraisers. I got votes. Oh, my gosh.
Talk about one time a lady was asking for money for her son or something that was going on. It might be something else.
Guys, listen, if you want some extra content, head over to our Patreon because we have shows like this that, I don't know, some people are worried that we might get demonetized on it because we played something. I don't even know what we did. But at the end of the day, it's all about informing and entertaining you first, getting monetized second. But it's hard to do a show and pay everybody when they don't get paid. So you can join our paid subscription to Patreon, which is only $3 a month. That's less than a cup of coffee. And you first responders spend way more of that. Like, I love it how first responders will get free coffee. Tip $5 for the free coffee, but you want them to go over there and link up with, you know, a podcast that entertains them 5 days a week. You don't want to pay $3. Hey, listen, I get it. We're all cheap asses, peasants. I get it. I'm one of them, dude. I don't expect you. But if you have it in your heart, if you're feeling gracious this evening, you're like, hey, I mean, that's pretty cool that somebody's trying to inform and entertain us 5 days a week, so we don't have to listen to mainstream radio and mainstream media trying to keep you guys busy while you're out there protecting the main streets. Go to join our Patreon. We put lots of extra content on there. Sports shows. We've got Hard Times on there. Illegal Shift does us some more extra sports content. Trying to do some more news stuff on there going into 2024. And then also we do have a Rumble. So if you want to go over to Rumble, go for it there. If you're still following along on the YouTubes, hit that like and subscribe button. Leave us a comment in the comment section on each one of those videos. It really helps us in the algorithm. And listen, but what's more important than anything, more than important than your $3, more important than your Rumble or your Patreon, more anything, is a 5-star rating and review on iTunes or Spotify. If you don't leave a 5-star review on iTunes and Spotify, are you even American? Do you even back the blue? Probably not. So just go over and give us a 5-star rating and review. That's what pays us from our big sponsors. They really, really go on how many reviews and ratings we have, because that's a great indicator on what people are thinking about the show. And you throw their names in the reviews, that helps out a lot too. So all you guys out there, out of the 1800 reviews on iTunes and another 1200 that we have on Spotify, would love it when you guys are like, listening to Tansy's smooth voice and Margaret dreaming about Margaret's smooth head on my ghost bed. Da, 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 da. Like, man, we love that shit. send it to us. It really helps us out. So thank you guys for tuning in. You guys got anything? We got a Mother's Day comedy show coming up. And you got, a comedy show coming up.
In Newport News, Virginia at Cosby's Comedy Club.
You guys need an MC? You need an MC?
They already have a house MC. I'm actually featuring for a female comedian out of, I think she's out of New York. I forgot her name. But I'm going to be there and I'm going to be cutting up March 15th.
Newport News, Virginia.
Yep.
Newport News, Virginia.
Two shows, one each night, one Friday and one Saturday night. If you are in the Virginia in that area, come on out, hang out with me. I will be there.
And Jay's approachable, man. You go up there and say, like, hey, listen to your show. He'll get the picture taken with you. He'll do all the nine yards. But anyway, what's up?
Oh, nothing. I was leaning in.
Oh, now you lean in?
I like to see the light shine on my head like it's shining down.
Well,
you
got to
shine bright
like a diamond.
If it ain't shining, you got to
shine bright like a diamond. What's your favorite Beyonce song? No. You don't like Beyonce? Nope. Damn.
I mean, I don't hate her, but I don't. Somebody say, Jay's, neither one of them.
It's just not your type of music.
I liked her when she was in the group. When she was with Destiny's Child, I liked them as a group. Yeah. But then when she got by, to me, it was more that a Diana Ross and the Supremes type thing. When you was a group, y'all was good. But then when you start to outshine, and then they was like, put Diana and the Supremes. Like they did, they was trying to do the same thing with Beyonce and Destiny's Child. I thought that was fucked up. I mean, because the other girls could sing too. LaTanya Luckett looked just as good, and she can sing. And Kelly Rowland, and then the other chick, I don't know her name, but they was good, and they did. And they even did a movie, remember, Dreamgirls.
Yeah.
She started. Yeah, yeah. She's not a bad actress, but in Dreamgirls.
I like her acting before it was the same thing. Yeah. And Jay-Z, I liked his music up until he started saying the Hova. It was too close to Jehovah for me. And so I just.
Well, they say he about the Illuminati anyway.
That's what I said. Yeah, he's all in that. They be doing. Yeah, The Rock, all that. He's Illuminati shit. Yeah, and he's even got that song, Illuminati.
Yeah. So, I mean.
Hey, big weird stuff, man. Hey, guys, we got big week for you this week. Wednesday's show is going to be insane. We have Two Cops, One Donut on as a guest on Friday. So we're really pumped about Two Cops, One Donut. That's going to be bad. If you're not following Two Cops, One Donut on Instagram, go follow them. Hilarious, great content. I am so pumped. I'm a big fan of those guys. So I'm glad that we have them on for Breakdown on this Friday. But Wednesday, big show with Ant. Tuesday, True Crime is going to be a banger. And then we also got some sports stuff on Thursday. Hit that like button. Let's go. Give us some comments on the YouTubes. You live chatsters out there, we appreciate you guys. We love y'all. From myself, from Jay Durrell, from Margaret Owens, Eric Tanzi, guns up, giddy up. See y'all next week.